这里记载三件东西。
There are three items recorded.
第一样的东西就是玛拿。
The first one is manna.
第二样的东西就是发过芽的亚伦的杖。
The second one is Aaron's staff that had budded.
第三样东西就是两块的画板。
And then the stone tablets of the covenant.
所以这三样东西放在约柜里面什么意思呢？
What does this, all these items represent?
叫做神是信实的神。
It represents that God is faithful.
神是赐生命的神。
God is a God of life.
神是以人立约把他的道赐给人的神。
And God is a God of covenant who gave us His word.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
以色列离开埃及的时候
，After the Israel left Egypt,
他们没有办法像过去定期来吃东西。
They do not have food regularly like in the past.
他们没办法一路行军一面煮东西。
And as they travel, they could not cook.
所以他们吃的问题怎么解决呢
？How do we solve this problem then?
神就从天上降下玛拿给他们。
God gave them manna from heaven.
所以这个玛拿就是表示从天上来的粮食的意思。
Manna represents food from heaven.
当以色列人四十年的日子过了以后
，After the 40 years in the wilderness,
神使他们可以进了迦南美地哪里去
？God allowed them to enter into Canaan.
当他们进到迦南的时候
，After they enter into Canaan,
玛拿就停止了。
The manna stopped.
不再降下玛拿。
They cannot find it anymore.
因为他们已经进到神给他们应许之地了。
Because they have entered into the promised land.
那么这一段四十年是神的信实公义的一段时间。
These 40 years saw the faithfulness of God.
所以上帝说，你们每天清早起来要到外面去拿玛拿。
God said that early in the morning you must go collect the manna.
那是允许的人早早起来去得了他们一天所需要的食物。
And those who were diligent were able to collect.
有的人说我要多拿一点，明天可以吃起来。
And some people say I will keep some for tomorrow.
所以明天他吃起来的时候，昨天的玛拿都消化了。
The manna melted away in the night.
所以睡太迟的没有东西吃。
And so those who woke up late could not.
大家说一二三，睡太迟的没有东西吃。上帝给我们的饮食是一天一天供应我们。
God provide us with our daily bread.
今天有许多的基督徒盼望上帝给我们的一十年、二十年的东西，我们永远不必怕没有东西吃。
Many Christians want God to provide for decades.
耶稣基督的祷告告诉我们的祷告是什么呢？
The prayer of our Lord Jesus Christ.
今日的饮食，对不对呢
？Give us this day our daily bread.
求主赐给我们。
May you give it to us.
你不是赐给我们几百天的饮食。
Not the food for a few hundred days.
玛拿是每天你要去拿的。
Manna has to be collected daily.
你拿太多也不剩下。
You cannot keep the excess.
你拿的不够也不缺乏。
You are not lacking when you're insufficient.
照着神的时间去拿，神就供应你。
According to the timing of God, God will provide.
等到太阳上山了
，When the sun rises,
玛拿就消化了
，The manna will melt away.
所以它就不存在了
，And not exist anymore.
为这缘故，为了保留神给以色列人信实的证据
，To show the evidence of the faithfulness of God.
上帝就是一些的玛拿没有消化，没有消失，永远存在，就把它放在约柜里面了。
God preserves some manna that will not be destroyed in the ark.
约柜里面第一件事就是玛拿。
The first one would be the manna.
第二件事就是亚伦发过芽的杖。
The second one is the staff of Aaron that had budded.
杖是没有根的，怎么会向上发芽呢
？A staff does not have root. How can it bud?
这表示神是赐生命的神。
It means that God is a God of life.
不但用玛拿供应我们的生活
，Not only did He provide us with manna for life.
他赐给我们生命。
He is the one that gave us life.
我们守约，要我们遵行诫命，要我们明白主的道，行在其中的上帝。
He is the God that wants us to be obedient to Him and to be faithful to His covenant.
所以神就把这两块的画板放在这个约柜的里面。
So the two tablets are placed in the ark.
这个约柜是个最神圣的地方。
It is the most sacred place.
这是表示神在人间的一个记号。
It is a mark of the presence of God.
那个很奇妙的。
But miraculous.
上帝说，约柜的上面你要做一个座，把它盖起来。
There ought to be a cover upon the ark.
盖子盖了以后。
After you have covered it,
你要知道这个上面有两个基路伯
，There are two cherubims on it，
展开翅膀的
，with spread wings，
面对面的
，facing each other，
是结连成了一块
，joined together。
所以这是唯一在圣殿里面有形象的这个表现的金属的东西。
This is the only expression of an image inside the tabernacle。
不是在四条诫命里面说不可以雕偶像吗？
The Ten Commandments say we ought not to have idols.
为什么在约柜上面可以雕两个这个天使的像呢？
But what about this ark and these cherubims?
所以有的人就从字面去限定人，不可以有意思，不可以有偶像，不可以有神像，不可以画图，不可以画耶稣，他就大做一些的文章。
And some people from here have this conclusion that we cannot have any photographs or any images.
但是你在圣经看见两个地方有像。
But in this, in Bible we see some
最神圣的约柜上面是有基督的像。
The most sacred ark has the image of the cherubim.
在幔子上面有绣的，不是雕的，这是基督的像。
And the curtain has a stitch image of the angels as well.
基督伯是谁呀？
Who are the cherubims?
基督伯是一种天使。
It is a form of an angel.
另外一种的天使叫做撒拉夫。
Another type of angel is a seraphim.
Cherubim and seraphim.
So the cherubims and the seraphims.
这个基路伯跟撒拉夫就变成神的这灵界里面的差使，两种的使者。
These are two types of spiritual beings in front of God.
撒拉夫是怎样的天使？
What sort of angels are the seraphims?
基路伯又是怎样的天使呢？
What about cherubims?
撒拉夫是围绕宝座敬拜侍奉上帝。
Seraphims are angels that surround the throne of God to worship and praise Him.
基督伯是执行公义、征战和审判的天使。
Cherubims are angels of justice and righteousness and judgment.
那么在约柜的上面不是放撒拉夫，是放基督伯的形象。
On top of the ark, the images are not of the seraphims, but the cherubims.
这表示我们的神是威严的神。
It means that God is a solemn God.
我们的神是圣洁的神。
He is a holy God.
我们的神是一定要刑罚罪恶的神。
It is a God that will judge sins.
亚当夏娃犯罪以后被赶出伊甸园。
After Adam and Eve had sinned, they were chased out of the
garden. 他们要回去的时候能不能呢？不
能，
因为基路伯拿着轮转的剑守住那条路，不能给他们回去。
Because the cherubim is blocking the way with a fiery sword.
因为神是公义的神。
God is a righteous God.
基路伯是执行神的审判，是代表神公义的天使。
Cherubims represent the righteousness of God and fulfill His judgment.
但是很奇妙的一件事情。
But something that's wonderful.
你要把这个基路伯所雕刻成的这个座呢，盖在。
The ark is covered by images of the cherubims.
那么要盖住它。
And to cover the ark.
什么意思？要盖住它呢
？What does covering mean?
表示呢，神的律法已经有可以解决的问题了。
It means that the law of God can be solved.
因为这个赎罪盖，另外一个名称又叫做施恩座。
And this atonement cover is also the throne of grace.
律法的诫命在下面。
The law is under the
施恩的宝座在上面。
And the atonement cover covers it.
什么意思呢？
What does this
神的恩典有一天就来到，是胜过他威严对人的审判的。
It means that the grace of God will come one day that surpasses His law.
因为神的公义救赎已经得着成全了。
Because His righteousness and salvation has been accomplished.
因为神的公义得着了满足，所以恩典才赐给那些需要恩典的人。
His righteousness has been satisfied, and that is why grace come upon us.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以你每次看到一个约柜的这个形象的时候，
when you look upon the image of the ark,
你思想里面的意义的时候，
and when you think about its meaning,
你知道我们的神是又公义又慈爱的神。
It means that God is righteous and gracious.
他是行审判又是施恩惠的神。
He is a God of judgment and also of grace.
他是定罪又是赦罪的神。
He judges and forgives sins.
他是赐下律法又赐下救赎的神。
He gave us the law and salvation.
所以这个上面这个座叫做施恩座，又叫做赎罪盖。
The cover is called the throne of grace and the atonement cover.
因为救赎的缘故，耶稣基督代替我们受了各样愤怒和公义在他身上的制裁。
Because of salvation, Jesus took upon himself the judgment that is meant for us.
基督就是那个赎罪盖。
Jesus Christ himself is the atonement cover.
因为他对我们的救赎。
Because of his salvation,
他把神的愤怒盖住了。
He covered the wrath of God.
他把神的公义盖住了。
He covered the righteousness of God.
他把神的诫命盖住了。
He covered the commandments of God.
基督的赎罪盖又变成施恩座。
The atonement cover of Christ becomes the throne of grace.
因为他救赎代替我们受了神的审判，所以施恩的恩典就透过基督死而复活，流入到我们每个人身上。
He took upon the punishment upon himself, and the grace of God came through the salvation of Jesus Christ.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这是至圣所。
This is the situation in the most holy place.
现在我讲到这个地方，我们再从头读这世界的圣经，好不好？
Let us read the verses again.
我们从第一节读到第四节。
From verse 1 to verse 10.
翻到了一同来读。原来前有礼拜的条例和出世界的圣幕，因为有预备的，在头一层叫做圣所，里面有灯台、桌子或橙色的饼，第二幔子后面有一层帐幕。 叫做至圣所，有金香炉，有包金的玉柜，柜里有圣玛瑙的金冠和亚伦发过芽的杖，并两块玉板。柜上面有荣耀基路伯的影像，造作施恩座。这几件事我现在不能一一细说。第五节，这些物件既如此预备齐了，众祭司。 就藏进头一层帐幕，行拜上帝的事。再读第六节，一二三，这些物件既如此预备齐了，众祭司就藏进头一层帐幕，行拜上帝的礼。在这里提到的是什么？是谁行拜上帝的事？是什么？众祭司。 是单数的多数的，是一个就很多个，很多个，常进入第一层的帐幕，表示是非常多次的或者很少次的，常常，每天要进去，每天要点灯，每天要换油，每天要弄干净，每天要换饼，这个是继续不断的服侍，是常年到头的服侍，是一天到晚的服侍，是一天到晚的服侍。
Verse 6 tells us that the priest had to regularly do all sorts of things every single day.
Many priests.
And they are in plural, many priests.
Many times.
许多的次。所以是多人多次的侍奉。 So it is a multitude of ministry.
我们看第七节。 一同来读。一二三。至于第二层帐幕，唯有大祭司一年一次独自进去，没有不带着血。 为自己和百姓的过错献上，这里提到的是几个人？
How many people
一个，
One.
几次？
How many times?
几年一次？
How many times
一年一次？只有一个人，只有一年一次，只有那一天，就是赎罪大日。赎罪大日是犹太历的第几月第几日啊？七月十号，这是的犹太人的赎罪大日。 只有一年里面，这一个月，这一个里面只有这一天，这一天里面只有一次，啊，只有一个人可以进去，这个人是谁啊？大祭司。所以你看见呢，这个会幕里面的圣所是祭司们侍奉进去的地方，至圣所是大祭司一个人侍奇的地方，这样的圣所与至圣所的分别就大得不得了。
We see here the clear difference between the most holy place and the holy place. In the most holy place, the high priest will enter only once a year on the Day of Atonement.
在圣所里面的器具,
the items in the holy place,
人一抬起来的时候,
when they try to move it,
他们不会显得特别高,
they will not look very tall.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他们的这个橙色饼的桌子的四个圆环要把杠放进去的地方都在桌子的上面。
Because the place where you need to put a pole to lift up the table is on the tabletop.
所以呢，他们抬的时候，桌子就看得不见得高的。
When they carry the table, then you cannot see the table.
因为那个圆环是在上面。
Because the circle is on top.
所以在抬杠的人一抬的时候，桌子就在他们的肩膀下面。
Those who lift the table because of the position of the ring has the table below.
唯有一个地方不一样。
Only one difference.
就是约柜。
The only
所以上帝很清楚对摩西说。
God spoke to Moses clearly.
你制造这些器具的时候，
when you build all these items,
你要照着山上 指示你的样式。
You must follow the instructions given to you on the mountain.
所以只有月柜是完全不一样的。
The ark is the exception.
你的月柜里面那个环呢，是放在月柜的下面的。
The ring for the ark is below.
所以当把这个杠穿进去的时候
，When the pole is put through the ring,
人要抬起来的时候
，And when the ark is being lifted,
要从地面抬到肩膀上。
They got to lift it from the ground to the shoulder.
你明白吗？所以这是很高的一个距离。
And this is a very
那么当他们把整个月柜抬起来的时候呢
？When they lift up the ark,
最低的地方是在他肩膀的地方。
The lowest place of the ark will be upon the shoulder.
最高的地方就高过人的头很高的地方。
And the ark will be high above.
再加上两个天使的形象在上面。
And then the image of the cherubim.
所以月柜在整个行军的过程中间，是忽然间超过所有的人头，在整个行列的中间有最尊贵的地位。
As the people move, the ark therefore is in the most prominent place as it moves.
我是对设计很有兴趣的人。
I'm a person that is interested in design.
一辆新车在一个城市出现，我马上知道这个是从前从来没有的样子。
I can recognize brand new cars that appear in any cities.
我进到一个礼堂里面的时候
，When I enter into a hall,
这个礼堂有什么缺点，有什么特别的地方，我马上就发现。
I can tell the specialty of the design and the problems and mistakes.
我很注意设计的人。
I take good care of
design. 注意每一个不同设计的细节所隐藏的智慧，到底要表达的艺术是什么。
I want to see the artistic expression in the details of any design.
所以当你读圣经的时候
，When you read the Bible,
读到月柜的杠是在下面，橙色瓶坐着的杠是在上面，你知道神有意思要我们明白了。
You will see special meaning from God in even the position of the rings on the table or the ark.
不但这个位置不同
，Not only do is it placed in a different place.
杠的时候也很不同。
It is also different when you carry.
因为你把这个杠放在肩上，重的东西在下面，很容易抬的。
It is easy to carry when the things is below your shoulder.
但是你把这个杠放在最下面，整个重的金的又会在上面，你抬的时候那是很困难。
But with the ark on top of you, it is difficult to maintain the balance.
所以神要你知道他的信实。他的约柜，他最神圣的侍奉是最难做的事情。
God wants you to know that His most holy and sacred task is the most difficult to accomplish.
今天的许多人盼望成为上帝荣耀的器皿，被神大大重用，但他们侍奉的态度是最随便。
Many people want to be greatly used by God, but they have a very lackluster attitude.
这也是不可能的事情。
This is impossible.
约柜是最尊贵。
The ark is the most honored.
约柜的是最圣洁的。
It is most sacred.
所以抬约柜的人是最困难把约柜抬起来。
It is therefore the most difficult to carry.
不但是最高的地方。
Not only has it has great height.
地面把它抬到最高的地方。
You need to lift it from the ground.
放在你的肩膀上。
Upon your shoulder.
而且它是最重的。
And it is the heaviest.
因为整个约柜是金做的。
Because it is made of gold.
金的比重是比钢铁的比重两倍多。
Gold is two times heavier than iron.
More than two times.
More than two times.
铁的比重是 7.9。
And iron is 7.9 in ratio.
金的比重是16等点多。
And gold is 16 over.
所以呢，这个这么重的东西
，such an heavy
object, 要抬到这么高的地方
，to lift it all the way up,
是很难把它抬直。
It is very difficult to maintain the balance.
这是很难很难的事情。
A difficult task.
但是神的意思就是如此。
And this is what God meant.
所以你看见200万的以色列人正在移动的时候
，when 2 million Israelites are on the move,
他们从一个城搬到另外一个城。
From one city to another.
从地方搬到另外一个地方。
From one place to another.
当神的银柱火柱一提起来的时候，摩西就吩咐他们收拾帐幕，搬动器具，整个就移动地方。
When the pillar of cloud and fire started moving, Moses would tell them to start moving.
你可以看见200万的人差不多高度一样的。
You can imagine 2 million people moving at about same height.
你多高高不了多少。
It doesn't matter how high you are.
你多矮矮矮不了多少。
How short you are.
但是在这个同样的高度的人中间。突然有一个黄金的约柜抬得高高起来，把神同他的信实，他永远的约把它抬高起来。
In the masses of the people, you will see the ark representing the faithfulness of God lifted higher.
如果白天的时候怎么样呢
？What about in the day?
你看见太阳光反照在这个金的约柜的时候，闪出的光可以在几百公尺里面令人眼目变成晕眩的。
Surely the ark will shine greatly upon the reflection of the sun.
这是神的荣耀。
This is the glory of God.
那么当希伯来书只提到了圣所与至圣所的时候
When the author of Hebrew mentioned the holy place and the most holy place、
啊、现在就开始讲圣所的侍奉到底要告诉我们什么
He wants to talk about what the holy place is What's the meaning of the holy place
至圣所的侍奉又要告诉我们什么
And the most holy place
现在我们大家再看刚才的这段的圣经
Let us look at the passage again
我们大家一同再读第五节
Verse 5
在这里说呢这第六节
Verse 6
这些的物件既如此预备了众祭司就藏进了头一层帐幕行敬拜上帝的礼至于第二层帐幕唯有大祭司一年一次独自进去没有不带这些为自己和百姓的过错献上了那么这样呢我们看见第一层进去的时候与血没有多大关系
The first layer when you enter, it is not related to blood.
到了第二层的时候
But in the second layer,
只有一个人可以进去
Only one person will
enter there. 一年只有一次进去
Once a year.
一年只有一个月里面一天可以进去
Only one specific time.
而且一定要带着血进去
And bringing blood.
所以讲就提到至圣所里面的侍奉
And then it talks about the ministry in the most holy place.
可以进去的人
The person that can enter there,
他只能带血进去
Can only do so with blood.
这是所有的宗教所不明白的事。
This is something which many faith cannot understand.
如果有一些宗教明白用血来侍奉上帝的话
，If some faith understand the worship of God with blood,
他们的明白只能停在旧约的这种律法制度的条例的只有明白的范围里面。
They will be stuck at this understanding of the Old Testament only.
但是基督徒不是如此。
But this is not the case for Christians.
所以这两节讲完了以后
，After these two verses,
真正的解释就出来了。
The true explanation is seen.
那也就是第八节所讲的话。
Verse 8.
他说圣灵用此指明头一层帐幕人在的时候，是进入至圣所的路还未显明。
The Holy Spirit was showing by this that the way into the most holy place had not yet been disclosed as long as the first tabernacle was still standing.
我们念一次好不好？一、二、三，圣灵用词显明，头层帐幕人存的时候，进入至圣所的路还未显明。什么意思呢
？What does this mean？
什么叫做头一层帐幕还在的时候
？What does it mean that the tabernacle is still standing？
当头一层帐幕还在的时候，第二层帐幕一定也还在。
It means that the second layer of the curtain must still be there.
不可能第一层在第二层不见了。
It is not possible that the first curtain is there, the second is
there. 因为第二层比第一层更重要、更神圣。
Because the second curtain is more holy than the first one.
那么这里告诉我们第一层的帐幕还在的时候，什么意思呢
？Here it says the first layer of curtain is still there.
就是当人还不能够自由侍奉上帝以前。
It refers to the time when we cannot serve God freely.
要通过地上的祭司才能进到圣所的这个时期还在的时候。
It refers to the time where we still need to rely on the high priest.
那就是旧约的侍奉。
That is the Old Testament.
为什么这样讲呢
？Why?
因为旧约的侍奉是继续不断，有祭司常常在神面前代替人行礼拜礼的这种事。
The Old Testament is a ministry that is continuous and repetitive with priests.
所以圣所与圣至圣所不同在哪里呢
？The difference between the most holy and the holy place.
圣所是继续不断有许多的祭司在你们侍奉上。
In the holy place, the priests go round and round and.
至圣所的侍奉是怎么样的
？What about the most holy place?
只有一个人可以进去的侍奉。
Only one person can enter.
这样旧约的祭司很多，新约的大祭司只有一个。
There are many priests in the Old Testament, but only one high priest in the New Testament.
所以第一个帐幕还存在的时候
，When the first curtain still exists，
也就是人还不能自己到神面前。
It refers to the time where we cannot come before God.
因为帐幕隔绝住
，because we are blocked by the curtain.
只有继续不断的许多的祭司代替人才能进去的。
There are many priests that follow up from there.
那就是旧约的一个记号了。
This is the mark of the Old Testament.
圣灵借着此显出来。
The Holy Spirit was showing.
第一层帐幕还存在的时候。
That when the first tabernacle was still standing.
什么事情发生呢
？What happened?
也就是呢，我们许多人还不能进到里面的时候。
It means that this is the time where we cannot enter.
但是呢，头第一层帐幕现作为现今的一个榜样。
But the first one shows us the illustration of the present time.
所献的礼物同祭物，旧作良心说都不能叫礼拜的人得以完全。
Indicating that the gifts and sacrifice is not able to clear the conscience of the worshipper.
这节圣经告诉我们
，This verse tells us，
旧约的礼拜没有办法 洗净人的良心。
The worship of the Old Testament cannot clear our conscience.
旧约的条例没有办法使人真正从里面成圣。
The regulation of the Old Testament cannot sanctify us.
所以整个旧约的礼拜，整个旧约的献祭，不是外表的表样，不是内心里面的实意的。
All the sacrifices in the Old Testament are external and doesn't represent our heart.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
当你在第八章看到上帝说：“我给他立的新约，不是写在石头上，是写在他们的心板上。”
Chapter 8 tells us that the new covenant is not carved on stone, but upon the hearts of men.
这就给我们看见旧约跟新约最大的分别就在这里。
Here we see the greatest difference between the new and the Old Testament.
不应当是你自己的。
It is not confined to words.
应当在精义的。
But in the spirit,
不应当在外表的
not external,
应当在内心的
but internal,
不应当在有形的
and not tangible,
应当在无形的
but intangible.
所以耶稣基督到世界上来的时候
when Jesus Christ came to the earth,
他以旧约的不同的地方就是他完全没有祭司袍完全没有宗教地位完全没有社会的尊称他完全不用人一切看得见的利益来替人做救赎的工作
The difference between Jesus and the Old Testament is that in salvation, he does not have any external titles, robes, or anything relating to the Old Testament.
所以当耶稣在世界上的时候
，When Jesus was on earth,
你看见他毫无地位
，He had no social status,
毫无身份
，He had no identity.
当利未人走过去的时候
，When the Levite passed him,
穿着利未的衣服
，They had the costume of the Levite.
当祭司走过去的时候
，When the priest passed by,
祭司的袍
，They had the robes.
当大祭司侍奉的时候
，When the high priest
sacrificed.一个宝石在他们的胸前。
He had an ephod with 12
耶稣
的 stone. What about Jesus?
什么都没有。
He did not have
耶稣在地上的时候。
When he was on earth.
完全没有外表的东西。
He had nothing external.
完全没有肉身的表扬。
He had no expression physically.
连他的面孔也没有给我们看出是一个伟大的救主应当有的尊严同能力的面孔。
Even the way he looked did not show that he was a person of great authority.
他是上帝受苦的仆人。
He is the suffering servant.
他是真正代罪的羔羊。
The true Lamb of God.
他是实实在在天上圣所的大祭司。
And truly, he is the high priest in heaven.
而那个真正的本样在地上没有什么形象可言。
And the true high priest did not have any physical mark on earth.
以赛亚说他如根出于干地。
Isaiah said that like a root, he come forth from dry land.
他无家行没有。
He did not have comely appearances.
也没有什么可以令我们羡慕的外表。
And nothing for us to admire.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
耶稣在这些外在的事情上完全无分无关。
And Jesus was not related to all these external expressions.
他没有地位。
He did not have status.
他没有身份。
He did not have identity.
他没有宗教上所承认的特殊的位分。
He did not have recognition in his faith.
犹太人的宗教里面最重要的叫做 Sanhedrin， 就是他们的公会。
The Jews have the Sanhedrin, which is their most important synod.
当然，我不是讲现在的卫理公会、什么圣公会，这个公会不是这个意思。
I'm not talking about denominations today.
犹太宗教最核心的一个团体。
It is the central organization of the Jewish faith.
耶稣基督完全没有份。
Jesus had no part in it.
但是这一段圣经告诉我们的。
But the Bible tells us.
那些有份于这些的，不过做仪表的工作。
Those who were part of this are just doing work that are representations.
祭司进到圣所里面。
For the priest to enter the holy place.
他们穿着祭司的袍。
They had the priestly robe.
他们有各样的条文。
They had all kinds of regulations.
但是神说。
But God said.
我要把我的新约写在人的心板上。不是在外表上。
I want to write my covenant in the hearts of men, not outside of them.
那么这些旧约里面的侍奉
，and all this ministry in the Old Testament,
是许多祭司代替百姓做
，are made by many priests on behalf of the people.
所以这里有多数的
，and it's in plural.
有多的人
，many people.
有多次
，many times.
但是呢，请你注意，第二层帐幕跟第一层帐幕不一样。
The second curtain is different from the first one.
第一层帐幕的拦阻
The first curtain will block.
就有许多的祭司在里面侍奉
And segregate many priests.
第二层帐幕的拦阻
The second curtain.
只有一个祭司可以进去
Will allow only one priest.
就是大祭司
That is the high priest.
这样我们看见了进到真正的至圣所那就是耶稣基督是大祭司
It represents Jesus Christ as the true high priest entering into the true holy place.
这是下个礼拜我们要讲的
This is what we will talk about next week.
圣所里面这么多的祭司多次的侍奉就像旧约那些祭司有十个却继续不断在里面侍奉
The priests in the holy place are the Old Testament priests. They are blocked by death.
当进至圣所的时候，
when you enter into the most holy place,
大祭司不可以不带着血。
The high priest must carry blood.
这是唯一的条件。
This is the only rule.
绝对必须的条件。
Absolutely necessary.
没有带血，你就不能进到至圣所。
You cannot enter into the most holy place without blood.
那么这样的新约所要表达的是什么呢？
What does the New Testament try to tell us?
也就是什么血现在什么至圣所的里面。
And the type of blood into the type of holy place.
你说很简单。
It seems simple.
就是牛羊的血。
The blood of the calf.
现在会幕的至圣所。
To be given in the most holy place.
就是动物的血。
The blood of the animal.
撒在第二层的幔子里面。
And sprinkled on the second curtain.
大祭司把血带到圣所里面的时候。
When the high priest brings the blood into the most holy place.
拿出这个祭牲的血。
He will take the blood of
this
animal.
向幔子弹了七次。
And sprinkled seven times upon the curtain.
为自己赎罪。
To atone for himself.
为百姓赎罪。
For his people.
然后才可以进到至圣所。
And then he will enter into the most holy place.
所以这个幔子是充满了血的一个幔子。
The curtain is filled with blood.
谁？大祭司。
The high priest is the one.
用什么血？
Using the blood.
用牛羊的血。
Of animals.
弹在哪里？
And sprinkled it.
弹在地上的帐幕。
On the curtain,
进到哪里？
And enter into
进到世上的会幕里面的至圣所。
The most holy place in the earthly tabernacle.
你说这个我们明白。
You say I understand.
一年一次。
Once a year.
赎罪大的。
The day of atonement.
七月十号。
On the 10th of July,
一个大祭司。
One high priest.
进到这个地方。
Enter into
带出些进去。
Bringing blood.
这就是我们的赎罪了。
And this is our atonement.
是吗？
Is this the case?
如果是的话，
If this were the case,
希伯来书的作者又在讲了，
The author of Hebrews says,
地上的条例，
This is earthly regulation,
地上的赎罪条例，
Things we do on earth,
地上的祭司，
The priestly duty of
earth, 地上的牛羊的血，
The animals on the earth,
地上的圣所，
The holy place on earth,
这是永远的吗？
Is this for eternity?
你说是的，永远的。
If you say yes, it is.
因为上帝说，你们祭司要点灯，使他经常发亮，你们祭司要侍奉我，这所以我以你们所定的永永远远的立例。
You may say that this is the case because God commanded the priest to do this forever.
真的吗？
Is this the case?
真的永永远远吗？
Is this really forever?
如果真的永永远远的话，
If this were the case,
当圣殿被烧掉的时候怎么样？
What will happen when the temple is burned?
又会被掳去的怎么样？
What will happen when the ark is captured?
除了又会在路上行走的时候。
Other than the time when I was moving upon the journey,
被利未人抬出来的时候，
other than the time that the Levites,
百姓可以看见，
and the people can see,
当他们定到一个地方停下来的时候，
but when they stop,
马上再放在至圣所的幔子，
immediately is placed in the most holy place.
但是曾经有这样的一段历史，
but there is a history.
以色列人打败了，
the Israelites were defeated.
他们又归被非利士人抬走了，
the ark was captured by the Philistines.
另外一次的历史，
another time,
以色列人打败了，
when they lost,
圣殿被烧掉了，
the temple was destroyed.
又归也回去了，
the ark was destroyed.
所以我告诉你，
so let me tell you,
这是地上的又归，
this is the ark on the earth.
地上的这个至圣所，
the most holy place on
earth. 地上的祭司，
The priestly duty on earth.
这是地上的牛羊的血。
The animals on earth.
这是整个旧约的问题。
This is the problem with the Old Testament.
神的旨意是有形的吗？
The will of God is not tangible.
神的旨意是看得见的跑。
The will of God is not a visible rule.
神的旨意是地上用金做的约柜吗？
The will of God is not upon a golden ark.
神的旨意就是这一些能够死的人代替人赎罪吗？
The will of God is not on these priests that will die.
绝对不是。
Absolutely not.
上次我们讲了为什么新约是必须的。
Last week we mentioned why we need the New Testament.
新约的中保。
The mediator in the New Testament.
新约的祭牲。
The sacrifice in the New Testament.
新约的血。
The blood in the New Testament.
第十四节，第十一节以后的，就越看越清楚。
We will see clearly from verse 11 onwards.
我们今天没有讲到那个地方。
We will not reach this stage.
因为这里给我们谈到众祭司直到圣所就停止了。
Here we see the priest stopping at the holy place.
只有一个大祭司进到至圣所里。
Only one high priest entered into the most holy place.
为什么讲只有一个呢？
Why only one?
这个要暗示，真正能进到神天上的至圣所的，只有一位。
It shows that there's only one person that can truly enter into the most holy place in heaven.
那一位是谁呢？
Who is this person?
就是新约的中保。
This is the mediator of the New Testament.
是多数吗？
Is this in plural?
不是。
No.
是单数的吗？
Is it singular?
是。
Yes, it is.
是从人中间选出来的吗？
Was he selected from among men?
不是。
No.
是从天降下来。
It was given from heaven.
耶稣基督在约翰福音第六章说。
Jesus Christ said in the Gospel of John chapter 6.
你们来找我吗？
Are you looking for me?
你们不是为了神迹来看我。
You do not come because of miracles.
你们找我是为了吃饼的饱。
You come because of food that I can give you.
我实实在在告诉你。
Truly, truly, I say to you.
你们的祖宗在旷野吃了玛纳。
Your ancestors partake of manna in the wilderness.
他们都死了。
But they all died.
我实实在在告诉你。
Truly, I say to you.
我就是从天降下生命的粮。
I am the bread of life.
凡到我这里来的人，你就不渴。
Those who take of me will not thirst.
信我的人，你就不饿。
Those who believe in me will not hunger.
我的肉是可以吃。
My flesh can be eaten.
我的血是可以喝的。
You can drink of my blood.
当耶稣讲到这个地方的时候，他们吓死了。
At that time they were all shocked.
昨天的机会比较好，对不对？
Yes, it's so.
昨天机会讲到很轻松，后来又分饼五千个人吃饱，感谢主。今天叫我吃他的肉，吓死了。
And yesterday they were fed, for 5,000 were fed.
所以他们不明白耶稣在讲什么。
They cannot understand Jesus.
耶稣基督一定继续不断要扭转这个以色列百姓。给他们从世界的看到天上的，从样式的看到本质的。
Jesus Christ wanted to change and transform them so that they would look at heaven from earth, from tangible to the intangible.
他们都面面相觑，没有办法了解。耶稣在说：“我实实在在告诉你，你们如果不吃我的肉，不喝我的血。”就没有生命在你们。
They were all confused because Jesus said, "You ought to eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, and then you will have life."
他们说：“你要不要上去吃他的肉？”
They asked each other, "Do you want to eat his flesh?"
你咬一口，我咬一口。你要上去吃他的肉吗？
Do you want to do this?
你要吸他的血吗？
Do you want to drink of his blood?
我们快快走吧。
Let us all go away.
一直参加聚会，我们变成吸血鬼的。
We become vampires if we stay here.
我们走吧。
Let us leave.
因为这话太难，谁能听得懂呢？
Because this is so difficult, we cannot understand.
我告诉你，
But let me tell you,
全本圣经是一致。
The Bible is consistent throughout.
基督就是天上来的粮食。
Jesus is the manna from heaven.
基督就是天上赐下来的真正的玛纳。
He is the true food and manna from heaven.
基督就是真正把我们的罪带到神面前，求神赦免我们那对的救赎主。
He is the only Savior that truly bring our sin into heaven.
基督是那真正进的幔子里面那个一个唯一的大祭司。
He is the true only high priest that enter into the true most holy place.
基督是唯一把金香炉带到神的面前，使神与人在他的祷告里面会合的那位中保。
Christ is the only mediator that brings the golden altar of incense right before God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以旧约里面所记载的一切。
All that has been recorded in the Old Testament.
律法里面所写的一切。
All that has been written in the laws.
都在我们的主耶稣基督身上。完完全全的彰显出来。
Are completely manifested upon our Lord Jesus Christ.
愿主赐福给我们。
May the Lord bless us all.
给我们从世界的。
That from the world.
看到超然。
We can see the supernatural.
从有限的。
From what the limited.
望到无限的。
We can see the infinite.
从表样。
From external things.
转到本体那里。
We can see the original source.
在旧有隐藏的奥秘中间。
From the mystery in the Old Testament.
看见新又要来的一切。
We can see the promise in the New Testament.
这样我们的信心就不拘泥在人为的东西里面。
And our faith therefore will not be built upon men.
愿主的灵继续帮助我们。
May the Spirit of God continue to help us.
使我们被带到更丰盛的奥秘的里面。
That we may be brought into more abundant mysteries.
我们大家再从第一节读到第十节。
Let us read from verse 1 to 10 again.
我们一同开声来读。
Let's read it together.
从第一节一直念到第十节。原来前有。有礼拜的条例，已是世界的圣母，因为有预备的帐幕，头一层叫做圣所，里面有灯台、桌子和橙色饼。第二幔子后又有一个帐幕，叫做至圣所，有金香炉，有包金的柜，柜里有圣玛纳的金冠和亚伦发过芽的杖，并两块的油板。柜上面有荣耀基路伯的影。照着施恩座，这几件我现在不能一一细说。这些物件既如此预备起了，众祭司就常进头一帐幕， 行拜上帝的礼。至于第二层帐幕，唯有大祭司一年一次独自进去，没有不带着血为自己和百姓的过错献上。圣灵用池子名头一层帐幕人在的时候，进入至圣所的路还未显明。那头一层帐幕所献金的一个表样，所献的礼物和祭物，就着良心说，都不能叫礼拜的人得以完全。这些事连那饮食和诸般洗濯的规矩，都不过是属肉体的条例，命定到整心的时候为止，或者说直到新约来到的时候才得以成全。
Until the time of the new order or the new testament.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
我们一同。